And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits here Monday, August 1st edition. We made it to August already. Hope you guys had a great weekend, fun weekend at some friends, families, whatever you guys are up to. We got a 9-game slate for you on this Monday. You can find me on Twitter at BDentric or join us in the free fantasy Discord, which I can help you out there as well. If I'm not there, Dire Work and many others are busting it over there in the Discord. There's tons of fun stuff there. If you like, if you give a rate and review on iTunes, I'd truly appreciate it. Or on if you're watching on YouTube, give the old thumbs up. That'd be great as well. If you like season-long fantasy baseball, that could also help your DFS skills. Check out Bench with Bubba, coming at you 2 to 3 times a week. That'd be great as well. If you like PGA DFS, the always-pressing PGA DFS podcast with myself and Jesse, we'll be crushing it for you as always. Totals on this 9-game slate: Mets, Nationals, 8. Mariners, Yankees, 9. D-backs, Guardians, 8.5. Orioles, Rangers, 8. Red Sox, Astros, 8. Royals, White Sox, 8.5. Rockies, Padres, 7.5. Dodgers, Giants, 7.5. So nothing too crazy. You only got 1-9. Everything below that on this slate should be a fun one indeed. Let's check out the good old totals on, or in the pitching on this wonderful, wonderful slate. And it starts off with the one, the only, Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer leads the way for us here at 10-6 at the Washington Nationals, a Nationals team that you can always pick on. Striking out, it says they're only striking out 18% of the time the past month versus right-handed pitching, but it's Mad Max. They have a 79 WRC plus, 118 ISO, 221 average against this past month. So Scherzer at 10-6, phenomenal play. Not going to sugarcoat it, not going to make it fancy, nothing. Scherzer is a great, great play. If you want to go a little different, you can go John Gray at 97 if you so choose against Baltimore. You can always target Baltimore. Check out less than 20% of the time, 19.3% to be precise, over the last month, 140 ISO, 106 WRC+. Plus. I prefer Scherzer over Gray. I can see the appeal for Gray. Andrew Heaney is interesting at 95. He came out and made his first start in forever in his last year against Washington through 71 pitches. That's the downside. He's $9,500. We don't know if he goes to go past 85 pitches. That's the hard part with Heaney. So still, we're stuck at Scherzer at 10-6. Yeah, Logan Webb at 88. I'll pass. Luis Garcia at 86 becomes a bit interesting to me. He's coming off of 108 pitches against Oakland. We've seen 14 or more points in 5, 6, 7 straight starts with 20 or more in 5 of 7. He's $8,600. And most importantly, Boston has been struggling a lot at the plate. They put up some runs on Sunday, but they're striking out nearly 27% of the time versus righties this past month, hitting 227, 147 WRC+. Plus. So Luis Garcia, who's got mega strikeout stuff, he has his issues from time to time, giving up the long ball or some offense, but he gets a lot of strikeouts and other goodies. So Garcia at 86 against Boston, I like quite a bit. You can pair him with Scherzer and be just fine. If you want to save some money, Clev Dog is 8,300. He's been pretty solid his last few timeouts. He's gone 6 or 7 innings, gone 92, 94 pitches. So Clev Dog's pretty stretched out. Now you get a Colorado Rockies team that's striking out 21% of the time versus righties this past month. So you can go Clev Dog if you prefer at 83. I like Garcia a little more at 86, but I don't mind Clev Dog at 83. If you want to go a little cheaper now, it gets dicey. There's no sugarcoating this. It gets very, very dicey. Like, come on. Aaron Sanchez is pitching for Minnesota. It gets dicey on this slate. I will say Michael Kopech is 7K against the White Sox, so he's finally cheap now. 18.6 points his last time out. The problem with him is he goes maybe 5 innings if you're lucky. That's good. You got to worry about the, you know, he's gone two runs or less than 3 straight. It's just getting that deep. He went 91 pitches his last time. He's not going to go too often past 90, 95 pitches. That's the thing with Kopech. So he has to be very efficient. But he was much more expensive. Now he's $7,000. So you can work with Kopech at 7K. Going up against Royals team, checking out 23% of the time versus Rice, the 119 ISO, 101 WRC+. Plus. So Kopech at 7K is in play for you on this slate. Other than that, not much. This is a bad pitching slate overall. Like, I like Scherzer. I don't mind Gray. I think Luis Garcia is a very solid play. Clevenger's not too shabby. Kopech. That's where I'm kind of looking. It's not a great slate when it comes to pitching. And that makes it a very, very tough slate to really load up on this slate, which also means, though, we should have plenty of pitching to decide for on this 9-game slate. So let's get into the pitching on this 9-game catcher's position for you. We can start out. You can always go Will Smith if you prefer, but let's save a few shekels. Like Yasmani Grandal at 44, he's been quiet since coming off the IL, but a good spot there versus Keller. That could be a spot for a Jonah Heim versus Watkins, isn't bad at 42 either. But Cal Raleigh at 41, Domingo Herman starting for the Yankees, Mr. I give up all the home runs on the planet. So keep your eye on Seattle as a sneakier look on this slate. Cal Raleigh at 41 is one I don't mind at all. You got Jackson Kelly at 37 for Firm versus lefty. He's hitting everything right now. He's leading off again for the D-backs. Carson Kelly versus Quantrill, who pitches to a ton of contact at 37, is not too shabby either. I prefer Cal Raleigh, honestly, but both are very much in play. Other than that, like Jose Trevino at 3K could be a bit of a value for you. Joey Bart versus Heaney at 27 is a tournament play. That's it. No cash game at all, but it could be a tournament look for you as well. First base position for you on this slate, Pete Alonso at 6,300 versus Patrick Corbin. Hey, you got to give DK credit. As much crap as I give them so many times, they at least priced Pete Alonso properly versus Patrick Corbin. That's fair. That's a steep price tag, but a fair one. $6,300 for Pete Alonso is just fine. If you can afford it, it's tough to afford, but you can get there. Jose Abreu at 48. If you don't want to pay all the way up, buy a heap on Sunday. So I don't hate him either. Some cheaper plays, though. It's a rough slate, folks. It's a very rough slate. If you feel like fading Sensatella, you can go Luke Voit. Tournament only, though. I like Jose Miranda at 3,500, first base, third base for Scooble. That's not a bad play. Miranda's swinging a really good look. Nathaniel Lowe at 33 versus Spencer Watkins is a nice value as well. Watkins, not very good. So good spot there for Nathaniel Lowe at 3,300. Other than that, it's murky. There will be some value. Like if you want to go Prado versus Kopech at 2K, I get it. Vinny P at 2,200 versus Kopech, I get it in tournaments. I don't really want to go below Nathaniel Lowe at this point in time. Second base position, you got Jose Altuve. I don't mind the Astros versus Eovaldi. The velocity keeps dropping for Eovaldi, which makes him extremely hittable. And so that is a great spot to look at. But Altuve at 54 is where you can go for that. Other than that, though, I don't mind Glaber at 48. I'd rather have Altuve at 54. I'd rather have Marcus Semien at 47 versus Spencer Watkins. Texas versus Spencer Watkins is a very, very on this slate. But cheaper options for you here. Your Ramon Urias, yeah. Wilmer Flores at 41 versus Heaney, I could see being an option. Aledmys Diaz is hitting everything right now. He's playing versus lefties, playing versus righties. He's 3,400 versus Eovaldi. That could be a nice value in that one as well. Other than that,
excuse me,
there's not a whole lot down here. Like you can go Jonathan Schoop versus Aaron Sanchez at 26. We like Schoop versus lefties, but I can see the appeal, to say the least, but not a ton down here at this point in time. Third base, you got J-Ram against Davies, which is great at 58. Zach Davies sucks. So J-Ram at 58, I like quite a bit. Great pay-up spot. Yoan Moncada at 49 is not bad. I'd rather pay up for J-Ram or take Manny Machado at 49 versus Sensatella. Those are two really good pay-up spots. You got Bregman versus Eovaldi at 46. So third base has some really good pay-up spots if you're feeling frisky. Jose Miranda at 35 is definitely in play, though. I like Jose quite a bit. Candelario is only 3,200 versus Aaron Sanchez. That's a really good discount. Candelario, I've written up in like three or four articles the past week. Right. All right, real quick. We got back to the shortstop position for you here. You got it's usually top heavy. More often than not, we'll go back to Frenchy Lindor at $5,600 versus Patrick Corbin. That's a nice look for sure. Don't mind Tim Anderson at $5,300 versus Mitch Keller. That can be a play for you, but I prefer Frenchy Lindor at 56 versus Corbin. That's definitely one I don't mind at all. Marcus Semien, I mentioned him as second base and shortstop. He's 47 versus Spencer Watkins. He's in play. Jeremy Pena at $4,500 versus Eovaldi. I don't mind. I'm an Eovaldi stan, but I don't mind targeting him. Javi Baez went deep on Sunday, which is great to see. He's $4,400 versus Aníbal Sánchez. So you can poke at that one as well. Jorge Mateo is swinging it good. I don't want to target John Gray a ton, but keep Jorge Mateo in mind for the future. I don't know why StreamYard keeps turning my microphone off, but I apologize. I hope it's getting most of the info for you guys on this one. Outfield position for you. You got Aaron Judge is just crushing everything. He's $6,400, but you got Yordan against Eovaldi at 62, which is very, very nice as well. Cheaper plays, though, below 6K at least. But I love Yordan at 62. Cheaper than 6K. You got the likes of Juan Soto against Scherzer. Yeah, going to pass. But Buxton had a big week and a couple home runs against the Padres. He's $5,300 for Scooble if you want to ride that hot bat. you definitely can. Andrew Vaughn's up to 5K, which is bonkers. He's earned it. He's played great, but that's getting into the tough to play category. MJ Melendez is getting, he's playing well, but Stephen Kwan at 44 versus Davies, he's just crushing everything right now, so I don't mind that. Kyle Tucker at only 44 versus Eovaldi is pretty solid as well. Going below that price point, though, you got the likes of Jurickson Profar at 39. That's got some upside there versus Sensatella. Man, it's a rough slate. It's a rough nine-game slate. It really is. Austin Slater versus the lefty Heaney at 34. I could see that upside. Just Heaney's not going to go deep into the game. That's the bummer, but I could see Slater at 34 leading off, having some fun for you. Alec Thomas of Arizona at 32. Don't hate that. Leody Tavares at 32 versus Spencer Watkins. I like quite a bit. That's another one. Trace Thompson of the Dodgers at 31 versus Webb. I wrote up Thompson quite a bit this week as well, so you can have some fun there. Going below 3K now, it's a, again, a rough slate. Franmil Reyes is only 27 versus Davies. Very inconsistent. GPP, big upside, lots of downside with Franmil. $2,700 is a good tournament look there for the Franmil, so I don't hate that. Other than that, I check your lineups. It's a very rough slate overall. Recapping your pitching on this one, you got Scherzer up top at 10-6, which is awesome. Don't mind John Gray at 97 if you so choose, but Scherzer's the man up top at 10-6. Some mid-price guys, Luis Garcia at 86 I like a lot. Clev Dog at 83 I don't mind. I'd love to get a Garcia-Scherzer combo. That's where I'd love to sit. If you need a discount, you can go Kopech at 7K if you so choose. If you're stacking it up, love the Mets versus Corbin. Big fan of fading Corbin at any point in time, so love the Mets on this one. A few others, though. Don't mind the Yankees versus Marco. I like Arizona versus Quantrill to be contrarian, but Cleveland versus Zach Davies. So that Arizona-Cleveland game could be a fun stack to be a little contrarian, to pair up maybe with some Mets bats if you so choose. Detroit versus Aaron Sanchez is a good one as well. Texas versus Spencer Watkins I like a lot. Like Texas is probably one of my second stacks behind the Mets. That'd be one I'd take a peek at. Other than that, you can go Houston versus Eovaldi if you choose. I don't hate that either, but it's mainly Texas and the Mets for me, sprinkling in some other pieces of the pie as we go around. But that'll do it. Nine games for your Monday to get you rocking and rolling into August. First games of the August month, 2 months of the baseball season to go. I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. Check out the podcast. You can give it a rate and review on iTunes or give it the old thumbs up on YouTube. We'd appreciate it as well. If you have any other questions besides me on Twitter, join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord channel. We would appreciate that as well. But for now, that'll do it, folks. MLB DFS Quick Hits, your August 1st edition in the books. I'm out.